Hello, and welcome to the School of Attraction podcast. I'm Damien Deeker, and I'll be talking to you about a range of topics from dating, attraction, masculinity, sexuality, life philosophy, and much, much more. So, without any further ado, let's get started. I hope you enjoy listening to today's podcast just as much as I've enjoyed creating it. Hey everyone, it's Damien here again from School of Attraction, and today I've got another interesting guest. Actually, we've already had a bit of a chat thinking about what we're going to talk about today, but I'm kind of looking forward to it. His name is Marcin, and I've said that right, hopefully. Welcome to the show, mate.
Thank you. Yes, you did say that right. I'm very grateful because a lot of times people mispronounce my name, and yeah, being Polish person in Australia, it's not always easy, but yeah. Cool. I'm glad to be on your show and talk about all the interesting things.
Well, look, Polish names are one thing. Hungarian names I can't wrap my head around sometimes. Like, have you heard of the concept of flow? And there's a guy who studied flow, and I think his last name is like Csikszentmihalyi. It's like,
no.
How the hell am I supposed to say that name? anyway, your name is simple in comparison.
Usually people say that it's not enough vowels in like Hungarian and Polish names. It's like, I saw recently a meme, like a cat walking on a keyboard. It's like, that's how the name, I'm like, very funny.
So look, I obviously haven't introduced you as anything other than your name. What are you like, let's get started. Tell, who are you? Like, what do you do? Explain to the guys sort of where you're at.
So I worked as a massage therapist, and that's my passion, to share my love and share my heart through the touch. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I do in my profession. And something that I'm also passionate about is talking about sexuality and dating and conscious king, and bringing my own unique essence to sometimes very controversial topics and bringing lightness to it. With my smile and embodiment of what I've actually worked through, that those topics don't have to be taboo if we just have right way to speak about them. Yeah, so I find that that's my role in this lifetime to bring it all together.
Right, and so I guess. Connecting with sexuality, with our sexuality, but also connecting with other people on the level of sexuality. So not necessarily connecting sexually alone, but on the level of sexuality. Mm. That is your area, isn't it? That's a thing that you're very passionate about.
I really love the way you brought it together. So in my experience, people think about sexuality and sex as actual sex. And that's like a big part of like, that we separate the way we operate and the way we talk. Maybe there's some flirting, maybe sensuality, and sex is something different. And the way I operate and the way I learned how to be through tantra, let's say, is being sexual, being 24/7. And that doesn't necessarily have to do with me having lots of sex, which is, I could break it down to like just being present with my body and feeling my arousal, feeling sex, and just being open-hearted to everything that life brings to me. If that, does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. That does. So because we're going to be talking about sex/sexuality, I think it's really the first place that I think I'd like to start talking to you is that I know that a lot of the guys listening, a lot of the guys that I work with, and myself as a younger man too, there's a lot of shame around sex and sexuality. You know, I was brought up, and a lot of us guys are brought up with this feeling of, you should feel ashamed for having sexual feelings, right? Like, if you have sexual feelings for a woman, that's kind of dirty, you know, and you should hide that from her. You don't want her to know that you've got sexual feelings and sexual thoughts. Mm. And there's a lot of, shame and just hiding and being in the darkness around sexuality. You must come across that to some. I know women have this too, to a large degree, but obviously most of my followers here are guys. But you must come across that in your work with guys who are quite, I don't know, sitting there in the way.
Yes. So there is, I think the biggest thing is the piece of shame that, okay, like you're saying, like I shouldn't have those feelings. And actually, for me, what was the biggest breakthrough is being at Tantra festivals and being at spaces where those feelings are welcomed and celebrated. And that's been like my first time when I experienced this. It was such a mindfuck that someone say, like, what's your desire? What would you like to create in this experience? Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that this thing would happen with this person, but there is a freedom to say like, hey, I would love to hold your hand. I would like to hug you. I would like to touch you in this way. I would like to spank you. And someone would say, and there's negotiation. Someone say like, hey, actually, I would like to maybe chat to you. Maybe we can hug, but I don't feel that other thing. But I celebrate you in your sexual expression. Like, go you, but maybe not with me. But then sooner or later, if there's that permissiveness to explore that, what I love about those spaces that I like to be is that permission to be whatever we want to be. And that leads to, sooner or later, we will find the person that wants to receive what we want to give or want to give what we want to receive. And that feels like a big fucking playground for adults. And everyone gets what they want and need, and everyone is satisfied. And
were you always comfortable with saying what you want around sex? Was that something you grew up with, or was there a journey that you went through that got you there?
Definitely not. I remember one of my first workshops when I still live in Sydney. Like, now when I'm thinking back, like, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but one of my friends was running workshop with another friend about how to approach threesomes and how to negotiate, how to be comfortable with it. And after the talking part, we were divided in small groups to share desires and just to be to practice how we can communicate what we want. And that was so uncomfortable. Like, I was in front of really beautiful woman and I just couldn't say, like, I would love to have an experience with her, but like, I was just like, I don't know, maybe I want to touch you there. And like, and only maybe a couple of years later, I learned this really interesting, I don't want to say rule, but like it was an advice that if you can't say verbally what you want to do and where you're at, maybe you shouldn't have experience of that sort with another person. So it's good to practice. And that's process in itself, to know what we want. And then saying it's another process to be with a person, look at someone and say like, hey, I want to have this experience with you. And maybe it's going to be so terrifying if someone says no. Or I was also terrified at some point when I had, when I asked a person to have a particular experience and the person said yes. And I was like, oh, fuck. So what now? We're gonna go do the thing? Did I really think it through? Yeah. it's a process.
It's interesting. So I think I mentioned to you because we had a chat a few days ago before we decided to do this recording, but you know, one of my big things, like, that I, you know, I've been aware of, like, it is very uncomfortable for me to say what I want. Like, I would love to be in a space where it is acceptable. Permission is given to express what I'm feeling, what I want, and knowing there won't be judgment, and knowing that she may say I'm not in that space, but that there's no judgment. You know what I mean? That's perfectly okay to say what's in my head or what I'm feeling and expressing. I can relate to that feeling, really uncomfortable, like trying to say to this woman, I'd like to, I guess. I mean, if I had to, if you held a gun to my head, I suppose I'd want to touch you here, maybe. You know, that whole kind of like, really difficult to get to that point. I know that feeling. Go on.
First of all, I can share some resources about places where you could experience those this permissiveness that you speak of. That, yeah, especially around Byron and Northern Rivers, there are events where, yeah, like I have lots of friends who run those events, and I love being in those spaces. And I want to speak to the other thing that like the what you were saying, that it can be uncomfortable to say these things, and it still is to some extent for myself, because there are layers. Like, okay, I can say certain things maybe if it's more intricate or it's more about me receiving. Like for me personally, that's maybe a bit more challenging, because I love to give. That's also my job, where I like to serve to other people. So that's more natural for me. So I get a bit more self-conscious when it's about me and the way I like to be touched. But something that I want to speak to is like making a little bit of game out of it, to say like, okay, it can still be uncomfortable, but bringing that to a flirt. So let's say, like you, I think you used the example, like, I want to touch your ear or something like that, right? Yeah. But like to say, like, to be playful, to not be so serious, and give ourselves that, allowing that we're not going to get it right. And it might be awkward as fuck and it might be weird, but just try to be playful and say, hey, what do you think? I would love to touch your ear. Like, I don't know, is it weird? But like, I have this desire that I would just want to, I just want to play with your neck and just grab you this way, and like making it interesting, and yeah, and practice that.
What benefit is that? I mean, you know, for, because a lot of these guys that are listening, actually, a lot of them really don't even really know what Tantra is. They've probably heard of tantric sex and stuff, but they don't really know what Tantra is as a practice, because that's really your entry point, right? That's the entry point into this world for you. And I think it is a very valid entry point to becoming comfortable and connected with women in a very different way to the way that we normally think about it in day-to-day life, right? It's not the way, it wasn't my entry point, definitely. I've now got experience with Tantra work as well, but maybe we should start by explaining tantric work, and then I'll go on to the next question, which is what's the benefit to guys of actually getting more comfortable in this area? But what is Tantra? Maybe give a bit of a, because it's something that I'm starting to recommend to more and more men as along the way too, but let's start there.
Okay. So I don't really consider myself any Tantra teacher. And I've been to many tantric events and tantric festivals, and something that becomes more and more popular, there are these events called temple nights, where people just share their desires and their boundaries, and there's like a beautiful container to express ourselves, including sexuality and sensuality. And so that was my entry point to be in lots of those spaces. And
how is that done? So you say there's a temple night where we express it, but it's not like it's not like an open mic night of just come out and talk about what turns you on, right? It's a different.
So there is someone, at least one person, sometimes two people, who actually are guiding the space and say like, okay, we're gonna get up, be in circle, maybe we're gonna move a little bit, put some tunes to just loosen up, and then okay, we're gonna pair up with someone, we're gonna have exercise where we look at each other, maybe we hold hands, then to break the ice, maybe another exercise would be something more intimate where we go into some touch, exploring like what we would like to get from the evening. Someone can say, oh, I'm really shy, I just want to be around people, and maybe I would love to just cuddle. And someone would say, oh, I want to maybe experience and explore something more kinky. Like, I would love to find a person that would like to be spanked, because I love spanking, or other way around. And it's like they would say like, oh, in my group of friends, there's no permissiveness. Maybe my friends would think that I'm weird They would judge me. They would shame me. I don't know what to do, where to go. I'm here. And then everyone is like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, well done. Let's. And so depending on who's running that event and what's the crowd. So these events can be very, like, let's say mild, crafted for people who never experienced that work. And there can be events for people who've been to 5 or 10 of those events and they explore it for a couple of years. And that could be different kind of event when there's more permissiveness and maybe even people would have sex. But in a lot of those events, there are certain boundaries like, okay, maybe we explore to that point, but we're not doing those other things. If you meet someone and you want to take it somewhere else, you can do that, but not in this space. So what I see as a big like benefit is like we know where we stand. We're here for this reason. These are our boundaries. This is what we agree upon. Like this happens in this space, and this doesn't happen in this space. And so that allows that what we were talking about earlier, this freedom of that I can be whatever I want. I can express everything what I need. And I want to be judged. I want to be shamed. It's like I was saying earlier, it doesn't mean that this thing's going to happen because we never know, but there is permission to express it. And so that's that. And answering your initial question, what is Tantra for me? Tantra, it feels like in general, in my experience in life, there is a bit of separation between heart and love and between sex and being filthy. And for me is not having that separation of like, okay, let's say I like to meditate and I like to sing and I've been to some medicine ceremonies where I like to sing those medicine songs and that calms me down. And that's like would be seem appropriate for general persons. Like, oh my gosh, you're a man, but you have beautiful heart and like, oh my God, I love you. But then I started questioning myself where I started exploring different parts of myself. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm a bit filthy. I'm a bit dark. I'm like, I want to do these things. I want to have rough sex. Or I want to have like connections with many women. Like, oh, where do I go with this? And so Tantra for me, it's releasing the shame and bringing all of my parts together and leading with my heart. And then my cock, my sexuality, my animal is included in it. But it's not about that. But if it happens in the connection, let it be. Yeah. Okay. Let's have it. Let's explore that and have the sacredness and reverence in the same way. Like I would be, sitting in a plant ceremony and singing songs about how grateful I am to be alive. And so that's comes together as like you mentioned tantric sex. So for me, tantric sex is having that experience, but as a bigger thing that, bring all of my parts together. So that's something that we can also talk about later, like what are different, let's say modalities or different parts that I can explore that I wouldn't necessarily, like I mentioned, plant medicine that are not necessarily connected directly to Tantra. But for me, that helped me expand my heart and expand me in love, basically. Like, so I can give more, I can receive more, I can be more loving. So they're like all of those things that are also around that like made me the person who I am. So that's like, it feels like maybe it's a bit convoluted, but I feel like that's what Tantra is for me. And it's not a one particular thing.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, my experience with Tantra, a lot of my experience with Tantra was actually initially a lot of it was with a specific partner. And using Tantra and tantric breathing and stuff to really form a deeper connection, like, you know, very like to get, I guess it's in a sense, it's almost getting extremely sensual in the sex part of things, if that makes sense. Like, you really connect on this deep level and you have this really amazing, I don't know, it's different to just fucking. It's a different experience.
I love you bringing that up, if I may share something around that. So that was another part that I forgot to bring that is important, the energy of it, the breathing. And what I've been learning in attending those events and being with, let's say, partners who are more tantric than me at the time, is leaning into those subtleties where I had one of the best sexual connections with a person that I never had sex.
Right.
And it was the next level connection that now, like a lot of connections that I have that are really good, I'm thinking, oh, okay, it's almost as good. Okay, maybe this one is as good, that I have a new level of understanding what sexual connection can be. And for me, that's, like I was saying earlier, tuning into subtleties, tuning into breath, where, like as an example, I had experience with one particular woman where I was just laying behind her and I was breathing and I was so tired because we had a long night, it was early in the morning, and I was just so tired that I didn't want to physically run energy with her, but I just sat there and I was like, I imagine what would happen if I would just think, if I would just imagine that I'm running sexual energy and I'm penetrating her. And because she's extremely sensitive and attuned to all of those subtle energies, she started sounding like I would be actually fucking her, but I wasn't doing anything. I was just, like, I was doing something. I was squeezing my anus and sending energy. And the moment I was sending the energy, she was receiving it and being like we would have actual sex and actually started orgasming. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? I was like, this was just so bizarre when it happened to me first time. And like all of those teachings and workshops, everything just came together because I've heard of that, but I never experienced it. I was like, ah, that's what they're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
That's yeah. If that happened to me, I'd be spun out. That's such a unique concept. I believe it. I have enough friends and I'm surrounded by enough people who've been heavily into tantra. And I lived in a wood in Bali for a while as well, which is very, very steeped in the tantra yoga lifestyle. But it's interesting, you know, and I think, you know, if we come back to, you know, if I think about these guys who are listening, because a lot of the guys listening, they're not in the spiritual life at all, really. They're just in the day-to-day regular lifestyle stuff. And I find myself often recommending guys try, joining to some tantra events, tantra nights. And
totally. Yeah.
And one of the things that, I mean, I should first say, you're not trying to go to a tantra event to pick up chicks. Like I think it's one of the things I just need to quickly, if you go there with that energy, it's not going to be good for you. People are
I
not
agree with that
either. It's not the right vibe, right? You go there, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you have a lot more experience in this than I do. But one of the things that I feel like with the guys is you need to go there with a desire to connect with other people and learn about yourself as a result. That's kind of the mindset that I try to give men.
I agree with you 100%. That's like connecting with other people and learning about yourself, or other way around, connecting with yourself and thinking, oh, where I abandon myself. Do I want to give love because I'm used to receiving, or maybe other way around, and I want to practice sharing what I want, and then having that experience with other people. Yeah, I totally agree with you. That's like self work in a group of people, in a group container.
And I think it's also a good experience for men who have. I think actually no. Let me ask you a question. Do you think you know, getting involved in tantra events would be good for men who have very little experience around women. Because I think it would be good. I think it's a very healthy exposure, but maybe I'm wrong. Like, what's your thought on that?
I feel like it's good. Mm. I feel, because I, for me, I went through that process, and as corny as it sounds, there's no other way. Mm. Like, so someone doesn't have experience, which is me and most people, because there's very few people that I think in general that are young and say like, hey, yeah, actually I'm confident. I'm confident in my sexual life, sensuality, flirting, dating. Like, I've got all of it. Mm. Like that would be very unique. Mm. So, using, example, like someone has very little experience and they go there, and it might be challenging and probably will be. It's very likely that it will be challenging, because maybe like what happened for me when I go, like, not so much anymore, but other things coming up, and it's challenging in other ways. Like, mm. but let's say at first I would realize how much I abandoned myself. Okay, there's sexuality, there's touch, but what's deeper? Okay, my needs were not met. I'm sad. I want to cry. My needs were not met for 10 years of my adult life. I wanted love. I wanted touch. I wanted sex. Mm. I wanted flirt. But I pushed that down because I'm not that kind of person. Like, I'm not after sex. I'm not chasing girls. But actually, there's more to just sex and chasing girls, that I had need that were not met, and I would grieve and I would be sad. I'm like, wow, that wasn't good for me. Like, that there was part of me that missed out on having experiences, and that's part of the process. So we might think of Tantra Night, and other people might have amazing experiences around mm-hmm. us, but for us, for me, like, it could be very difficult, and we might end up being cracked open crying, and that could be Tantra event for us, thinking like, wow. And so, or thinking of our childhood, like, oh, that reminds me. Or we want to express, let's say, our desires, and we're not used to speaking. And every single person will say, no, I don't want to have this experience with you. Mm. And I would think, oh, that reminds me when I was young and my mom rejected me, or that girl rejected me. And that might bring up stuff that's there to heal. But that's part of the process of, like, being conscious, bringing that stuff that's been pushed down and saying like, okay, one step at a time, I'll deal with it. And I come back to another event and I'll be stronger. I'll be more loving to myself. I'll be different. And that's the way.
Yeah. It's an interesting pathway to getting self-esteem. And I think, I guess the biggest thing that hit me when because I said I was in Ubud in Bali, but the biggest thing that hit me, and I think is a really amazing thing for every man to experience, is a space where there's non-judgment. Because I haven't experienced that in many other places, where there's absolute non-judgment. Because I think that what a lot of men are used to is being judged for what they think and who they are and how they're feeling, and a lot of there's judgment that goes with it, right? Not just compassion of, this is where you're at, this is your space for now, right? But it's like, how dare you, or that's a bad thing to do, or one thing that I'd like for more men is for more men to feel like they get to just be, experience what they're experiencing, like, and tell people about it, and I don't know.
I agree.
I feel
with
like I'm rambling on that point, but it's so critical.
Yeah, that's, but it's very important. Like, we touched a little bit on it earlier, that for me, that was the entry point, that even before I had any experience, this feeling that I can be myself and I can express my needs, my sexuality, and be seen in it, be seen naked or half naked, and people like, yeah, you do you. and like being a bit suspicious at first, like, wow, this feels good. Like, that's what I've been missing out. And I think also, like, in general, in society, like, there's less permissiveness for men to be sexual because there's a lot of people who are creeps. There's a lot of bad stuff that happened. And yeah, that's terrible. And people should be accountable for what they've done and for people who crossed the boundaries and did bad things that shouldn't happen. But then most of us men, we just want to have a partner, a girlfriend, a wife, be expressed sexually. And I think that there's a, because of the past and abuse happens like even in present times, but I think there is that backlog of stuff that was bad that we need to somehow clear to come to a space where we could be just neutral about having sexual desires and being just being naked, like having that kind of like, oh yeah, like someone likes fine dining and traveling, and someone likes to go to kink club and being tied up and being spanked and doing a role play. And it's like, yeah, that's part of your genetical makeup. That's part of your biology. That's part of your wiring. That's part of who you are. Enjoy that. But yeah, there is like, we could go on this, like, where is it coming from? Is it because church shame? We shouldn't be doing these things. So that's why everything is like, not everything, but a lot of the sexual things, it's hidden. It's taboo. It's somewhere there. Like, we know it's there, but we don't talk about it. And like with everything, if we don't talk about it, it's coming out sideways and it's coming distorted and shady and shadowy. Yeah. And then it's like, that's why, like, we have, let's say, massage parlors where some people, like, I had experience where when I was driving Uber in Sydney, my back was hurting a lot and I wanted to save money. So I went to cheap massage place and actually someone started offering me, they wanted to give me a hand job. And I was like, fuck, I just want to get my back to hurt less. And because there's no sign that where you're going, it's erotic because it's hush hush. It's like, you should know if it has like, if it looks cheap and has Chinese signage, you know what you're doing, right? Because it doesn't say, oh, this is a remedial massage and acupuncture, and this is Chinese massage, because like, because it's illegal, because we're not supposed to do these things. It's immoral. It's immoral to be a sex worker. And that's why there's a distortion, and that's why there's shame from where it shouldn't be. It's like having a loving partner, experiencing those things that we speak of, experiencing love, sex, sensuality. It feels fucking good. And we're going to find a way to get it, even if it's taboo, even if it's not appropriate.
Yeah.
Because that's who we are. We're born from this. We're born from pleasure. We're born from our dad ejaculating. So
I mean, that's the thing, right? Like prostitution exists in every culture, even when it's illegal. You know, like, it doesn't stop existing.
Yeah.
But that's actually leads on to something else, which is critical, which is that, and I'm trying to get this across to more and more men, is that sex is never just about sex. Like, if you're chasing sex, you're not just chasing orgasm. And I think most men aren't aware of that. You know, if you're chasing sex, you want an orgasm, it feels good, but you're chasing, maybe you're just chasing validation. Like, I want to prove that someone can like me. You know, like, I want other people to think I'm good. Maybe you're chasing, you know, very often the guys are chasing to feel connected, like liked by someone. You know, totally. It's not just the sex. Like, if it was just the sex, it'd be different. You'd explore it differently. You know, for every guy that I've ever met who's trying to learn to bring women into their lives, right? The guys listening to my, that's what they want. They want women in their lives. You need to understand, even if you're not looking for a relationship, you're not just looking for sex. You need to understand what that is, or you're going to be controlled by it. You know, your hunt just to get laid is not, it's probably, there's probably a much deeper, more important emotional reason why you're trying to have sex with women. It's never that alone. And I think it is. I think it's important to find out what that is. And yeah, but that's the thing. That's the thing I learned with my experience with Tantra and other practices along those lines, was that, now I'm at a place I can't have random casual sex. Like, I've got to really have a connection with the girl. And then, and maybe that connection could sort of form magically over the course of an hour, but I'm not looking for that. Like, I'm just looking for the connection. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not looking for the sex at the end of the connection. And when the connection happens, the sex becomes intensely amazing.
Yeah, I agree that if I can speak around that, like, we think that we want sex, and it's there, like you're saying, like, okay, like, if there's a connection, probably I wouldn't turn my nose at it when it's in front of me. But there's so much more. It's like cuddling and just being like in loving embrace with someone and being sensual, kissing, just then all of the things that often are the lead up to sex. But we don't have to put that in one category as, okay, that's just a lead up for sex. No, that can be activity on its own, to have a cuddle, to have sensuality with friends and have sexual connection, like you were saying, with someone that you really love, you're feeling connected with, if that's there. And I think we dismiss the big part of experience, thinking that it's about sex, but it isn't. And I know that talking about porn is like, it's a hot topic, but it's a hot topic for a good reason, because porn, mainstream porn, is fact. Like, sometimes I relapse and I watch porn every now and then. Like, I'm not like super proud. I would rather say like, oh, that's maybe in the past, I don't do it anymore. But I'm every now and then I'm like, oh, okay, I'll see what's there. And I like to think that it's part of my research, so I know where we at as a humanity. And I'm still not fully there, because every now and then I look at it, so I know what people are struggling with. Maybe I struggle a little bit less, but still a little bit. Maybe I wouldn't call it a struggle. Like, I'm not perfect, let's say that. But, and then what I see, the porn in course of even my life changed so much, where it becomes just so fucking weird when there's so much role play, and it's, the focus is very much on the penetration and like creating a bit of drama when someone is like creating those like family kind of stories where like there's a stepbrother, and it's a really strange focus on, like, of course it's porn, they're not gonna teach us about the proper way, but I'm seeing like that it becomes more and more distorted what's actually available. And that's a sign that we're not going the right way, because it's just getting weirder and weirder. And like, I used to think that watching porn when I was younger, that I need to somehow learn how to fuck well, because I'm looking at these guys, so like, it's like, and I was like, oh, I'm just a guy, and I think I'm all right, I'm not the worst, but I'm not like those guys. And then they have this like elaborate stories, and they good at what they do, and they like, and they either rough or they do the certain things. And in real life, after like experiencing like going to Tantra events and connecting with actual people, it's not about that like at all. About, it's about just connection and having human in front of you and saying like, hey, what do you like? Like, what do you want to do? Do you want to just hang out? And then in course of that, we get to know, like, it sounds like sometimes when I hear myself saying these things, I feel like I sound like a boring older person who is saying like, I love sex, but I'm about love also. Like, I want to feel connected to a person. And if there's no connection, I don't want to have sex. And I think, like, I see maybe when I was, like, let's say 10 years ago, I would judge myself, be like, who are you? You talk like you're like a older Christian person. Mm-hmm. that I'm like, no, but actually that is true, that I love connection with humans and men, women, and I just love being like having fun, let's say. And going back to porn, it feels like we've been stripped all of those things of intimacy, and just we're being fed that thing of fucking.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking wrong. And it's so fucking wrong.
Yeah, you said it in a lot more detail than I ever have, but I feel like most, and it's a thing that I've learned in my life, but most men, hey, let me give a proper explanation for it. But really what I want to say is most guys don't actually know what good sex is. And I don't mean, I'm not trying to say most guys don't know how to fuck. And what I'm saying is they just don't know what it feels like to have a really amazing sexual experience, because there's so much focus on just getting to the penetration point. It's interesting. You know, the things that it was interesting for me when I went through a period in my life when I was just trying to get, you know, just casual sex and not particularly discerning, just as long as she was hot, that would do. And what was so interesting was that I was having lots of sex, but it wasn't that great. Like the sex itself wasn't great. The whole experience wasn't that amazing. Right. And as I sort of grew and changed and I started to realize, wow, I really love the foreplay process. Like I just really love us both slowly over a long period of time, getting more and more aroused and the sexual tension building up to this fucking peak where you just like, you know, but you're not touching each other. You're not having sex yet. Right. But having all that sexual tension is wow. Like, and that's amazing. And then, you know, and connecting with how intense sex can be if you've just had this really vulnerable moment together. Like when you've been really vulnerable and open, and how intense the sexual experience can be. Like all these sexual experiences, and they don't have to happen in the cage of a in the space of a relationship, right? Mm. This can be in the space of a non-committed experience, but it's just, this is amazing sex happens when there's other stuff happening at the same time. It doesn't happen in the, you're hot, yeah, you're hot, let's fuck, let's go. It totally doesn't happen in that space. Like the most mediocre of sex happens in that space. Like masturbation in a wet hole happens in that space. You know, but all the other stuff, it doesn't happen. And I guess, yeah, it's an interesting, as we're having this dialogue, it's like, Tantra isn't the only way to get into that area. You know, it wasn't the way that I learned a lot of how I've come to these conclusions for myself and why I coach them. But it's so big for guys. And I think men on general really miss. And I think my suspicion is that women know this more intrinsically. They get it more intrinsically than men do. And I see this, even women who are open to who don't have to be in a relationship to want to sleep with a guy, they still want the connection. They want good sex. And by good sex, I don't mean some guy is going to fuck them till they're purple. I mean, they want good sex. Like there's more to it than just fucking, you know, they still want that to be present. Mm. Guys aren't aware that they want it, but I think most men do.
This is, I don't quote me on this, but I feel like there's a connection with how we are wired biologically as male or females. So if I'm aroused, I'm getting hard really quickly and I'm ready. And for a woman to be aroused, she needs more foreplay in general.
Yeah.
So it feels like women are more wired for sensuality, where men's brain is wired to fuck.
Yeah.
And procreate and keep the family tree alive, right? That's why men can impregnate way more women than women can give birth throughout their lifetime, right? So I think that's the big difference, that for women it's more natural to be sensual and to take time. But then if we as men learn that and be like, okay, actually, I just don't want to fuck. I want to slow down. The pleasure is there. It feels like it's the part of it, I would say, it is still conditioning and porn, and that, like, who's going to fuck more women? Like, oh, I'm better than you, Damien, because, like, I fucked more people in my life. But also, I think if we track it back to biology and genetics, like, it's who we are. So we need to actually bring our brain and consciousness to say, like, okay, maybe my cock wants that, I'm wired for that, but I want to take my time and I want to experience all of those things and just have a good time with my partner.
I believe it's the stress hormones break down the hormones in women which are responsible, like estrogen and things, they actually break them down, the hormones responsible for arousal. So that's why, that's a big piece of why women need, like, safety. They need to feel that sense of, you know, foreplay, which is safety and connection, because that reduces their stress levels, and which allows them to feel aroused. Whereas men, small levels of stress hormone tend to make us more sexually aggressive, not less. And so, that's definitely a part of why there's that disconnect. But yeah, I feel like I've learned to really have amazing sex. I don't mean give amazing sex. I mean, you know, just be part of amazing sex occurring.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a very good point. That's mutual. That's connection. That's not like I do sex.
Yes.
And you receiving the sex and I need to perform the sex. That's something that we need to, like, completely forget about, the performance part. That's, again, porn. And because that's what I feel like in my experience makes really bad sex, thinking of performing rather than being present with one another.
Marcin, is there any way, what would be the best way, if there are guys who are listening, like, you know what, I'd like to talk more, I'd like to, you know, interact more with you, Marcin. How could guys best contact you? What's the best way for them to do that?
Aha, and now it comes out. My Instagram handle is kinkyguru. So, disclaimer, I'm not a kinky guru, but I am kinky guru.
Right. So Marcin Kinky Guru is it's MARCIN.
Yeah. And kinky_guru on Instagram. That's the best way to contact me and find me and read my posts. Come say hi. Yeah. I'd love to hear from your listeners. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also curious. I think we could collaborate on very interesting things. I didn't realize that we can have so much in common and having such a different background in how we came to, like, similar, I don't want to say same, but like similar conclusion in similar space, like having different road to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really love this chat.
Yeah. It's also one of the ways you kind of know you've reached some sort of fundamental truth, isn't it? When you can come at it from different angles and you still reach the same basic place.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think a lot of guys would benefit. As I said, I'm urging more guys to consider, like, I guess any kind of tantra stuff is a way to connect with, or to learn to become more comfortable connecting with themselves, their own emotions and women, and feeling a sense of love and connection and non-judgment. I think it's a really healthy space for men, more men to experience than currently. And I can feel it can, I'll say it myself. It can feel very hippie and fucking out there. And what the fuck is this? Like it can, and it will at times. And, you know, my answer to that is just kind of go with it. Like, see it as an experiment and just go, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go with it and just see how this whole thing plays out and I'm going to feel weird and I'm going to feel embarrassed or whatever, but hell with it. Like, you only live once and try it. That's really the mindset which I came into it with. There's a lot to be gained, I think, around it. So Marcin, thanks so much for coming and chatting today. And
thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it's always good. I like talking, and it always gives me more things to think about too. And yeah, I appreciate it, mate.
Yeah. Speak to you soon. Yeah, bye.
That's it for today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Don't forget to check us out at schoolofattraction.com. I highly recommend you check out my comprehensive and free dating personality test, which you can find by clicking personality test at the top of the page. Thanks again for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in my next podcast.